I want to bring awareness to something. It's something that I don't see many people talk about, and it's about tarot cards. There are two aspects of this, and these are two different viewpoints. One is, and this is very easy because even the people that are actually speaking about or actually performing these readings, some of them have an incorrect perception when it comes to this, because some of them believe that they're the one foreseeing what's going to happen to the person. It's actually not what's going on, but that is a perception, right? And if most people have that perception in a group, it's easy, unless you're very stubborn in your energy, it's easy to fall into what the herd does, specifically if you're inside of a group scenario. The opposite end of how it actually functions is that I'm creating, I have desires, and I have decisions. And the decisions that I most likely will take based on the energy in motion, basically, from what I want, that is being read by the reader collectively. And so if they're taking signs, for example, they can read a specific group just by intention, and then they gather information, and then they speak the first thing that kind of comes to mind, which is an intuitive way to go about it. And then people tune in, specifically on YouTube is where I want to talk about now, which is one way to reach many people really fast. So that's amazing. And economically, this is a great business. But I want to bring awareness to everyone that are actually having these tarot readings. And if you're listening, just so important as someone of influence, because when you are providing a service like that and you have thousands of people that are watching you, I invite you to level up, because that means that whenever you level up as the reader, you actually level up the person as well. It is vibrational. So if the tarot card reader, let's say, levels up to the understanding and awareness that I am of service to these people, I'm aware that I'm tapping into the energy that they are most likely go into, and I'm aware that many people of them needs to tap into their own intuition and not be codependent on my energy, right? And so by doing that, you're shifting the perspective from actually wanting to be of service to them instead of wanting their money and attention, which is very, very big energetically. It's a small perception change, but that perception change have enormous ramifications for the success of being a tarot card reader, for example. And so I believe that as a tarot card reader, providing an opportunity for them to level up, because what does happen with that particular group of people in this case is that when they actually level up to be of service to them, and they are actually teaching them to listen to their own guidance, not only will you be spiritually rewarded because you're actually come from a place of truly wanting to care for someone, to basically stand on their own feet, be a better human, be a fuller human, whatever you can do to do that, you're truly of service and you will get rewarded. Those are the businesses that actually earn the most, because they are genuinely of service. The energy is of service. And that is the main message I wanted to share. I'm just breaking it down for you in this way because I hope it's easier to comprehend why it's such a win-win to actually level up your people, basically. Let's call it your people, your YouTube subscribers or your customer base. It's so easy to level up your group of people. And that is what the reward is about. That is what it's about. Okay. I hope you got what I tried to convey. And if you want to connect more, you can go to holisticmen.co. All right. Take care. Until next time. Ciao.